This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair on a post-primary election morning with the person whose department was responsible for making sure the polls and the ballot counting went as smoothly as it did. Ed Golombieski is Director of Elections and Chief Deputy Clerk in Washtenaw County. And Ed, I know how tired you must be, so thank you for making time today. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Total turnout came in at just under 40% in Washtenaw County. Was that a little lighter than you expected?
Well, this has been an interesting primary season, and originally we forecast the turnout would probably come in around 40%. We saw a dramatic increase in absentee ballots that were issued for this primary, and especially so last week in the city of Ann Arbor. We expected to see turnout inch up a little bit further than 40% as a result of that, but what we ended up seeing yesterday was sort of a wash. Townships in the more outlying areas of the county, outside the urban areas, ended up voting at a little bit lesser rates than the city of Ann Arbor and its surrounds voted at a little bit higher rates for essentially nearly the same turnout we experienced in 2016.
Now, there were a great number of young people who took advantage of the new election laws and registered to vote and cast their ballots yesterday in some areas. There were some rather long lines in Ann Arbor. How many of those folks passed through the clerk's office and the polls yesterday?
There were quite a few of voters that registered yesterday. This, of course, is the first time voters could register to vote on election day in a large election. This took effect last year, but this is the first time that voters have really been participating in this. We saw nearly 1,700 voters countywide register to vote yesterday, including a little bit more than 1,100 in the city of Ann Arbor.
That's encouraging, I think, as we head into more major elections later in the year.
That's correct, yes. It's very encouraging. And I believe you asked what the polling location totals were. We had, the absentee ballot turnout yesterday was incredible for this election. It was 38,000 absentee ballots issued out of a total of about 117,000 ballots cast. So we saw many voters taking advantage of the fact that they could request an absentee ballot for no reason, which is, of course, a change in the past year. And voters certainly took advantage of that.
Certainly all good for voters, but just state law as it stands does not allow you to count those ballots prior to Election Day. How did that impact voting tabulation and extend your evening?
Well, for the most part, it did not extend the evening as much as it was feared. I know the Secretary of State was cautioning that it could take a long time for us to be able to process absentee ballots across the state. Here in Washtenaw County, most absentee ballots were processed and reported before midnight. We did, of course, have to wait for the processing of ballots at the city of Ann Arbor, where they were dealing, again, with a long line of voters, and it took them longer to be able to move through that process. Many of those ballots that were being voted on Election Day in the city of Ann Arbor and elsewhere ended up being absentee ballots cast by voters, and so we, of course, had to wait a little bit longer for that.
In future elections, would you, as a director of elections and clerk, like to have the ability to count those absentee ballots as they come in?
We don't encourage counting them as they come in. However, we certainly would appreciate and think it's necessary to be able to do at least some processing, if not some counting, at least on the weekend prior to election, to the election date. It would give clerks the ability to at least get a little bit of work done to head off at the pass some of the extraneous processing work that gets done, at least, maybe opening envelopes. I know there are proposals, legislative proposals right now that would allow for that. We encourage at least some action, some kind of common sense action that it would allow for absentee ballot processing to go a little bit easier.
So in all of the morning's grogginess, and you reflect back on the day yesterday, what lessons were learned in this primary election that can help the process in May, August, and November when we hold elections again?
Well, I think the really two big takeaways here are that voters are absolutely taking advantage of their ability to register to vote on Election Day. And clerks across the state, not just in the large areas, need to prepare and need to scale up to be able to accommodate that. Every single jurisdiction in Washtenaw County experienced Election Day registration, and it impacts the small jurisdictions in similar ways to the large jurisdictions. If you have, you know, a clerk and maybe one staff in a very, you know, very small township, it's going to take a significant part of the day if they're dealing with a small number of election day registration. And then you scale that up to, say, the city of Ann Arbor, and it's a challenge to get through it. So we know that we need to scale election day registration processing up. We also know that we're going to be seeing a great number of absentee ballots cast this year. November, we can expect to see, you know, maybe as much as half of the ballots cast absentee votes. So we're really looking towards the future and seeing that voters really do like these changes. They're taking advantage of them, and we need to be able to scale up and be ready for November.
Well, and a big thanks to you, the staff in the clerk's office, and to all the poll workers. It was a long day that was handled exceedingly well, and from this vantage point, as efficiently as possible, whether it was or wasn't, y'all made it look easy. So get some rest if you can.
Well, thanks very much.
That is Ed Golombieski, Washtenaw County's Director of Elections and Chief Deputy Clerk. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.